With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. 51 people dead in terrible flooding in central Texas over this holiday weekend, and the death toll, we are told, is going to be going up. 27 children at a girls' summer camp are missing. 11 other people are missing as well. Kirk County alone had 43 of the dead, and the process of trying to find everyone else continues and will continue today, a day that's been declared a day of prayer by the governor. President Trump is willing to let migrant laborers stay in this country under certain circumstances. White House correspondent Greg Clugston explains.
The president often boasts of implementing America's biggest deportation campaign, but over the past few weeks, he's suggested going easier on farm workers and those employed in the hotel and hospitality industry. On Thursday night in Iowa, the president said he was willing to let migrant laborers stay in the country if the farmers they work for will vouch for them. Farmers have complained to the administration that deporting workers will have a negative economic impact. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, with the passage of the Big Beautiful Bill, former Senator Jim Talent says he believes President Trump has lots of political momentum now.
They've still got a big agenda ahead, and I think on most of the things they have to do, they've got a really good start, and the politics is lining up on their side. So I'm looking forward to an effective entire first year for the president.
Talent spoke with the Salem Radio Network. China has barred European medical device companies from selling to its government in response to EU trade restrictions on Chinese goods. The finance ministry says that the ban applies to procurement budgets of over $6 million unless those companies manufacture in China. The move follows escalating trade disputes between China and the EU. This is SRN News. A new poll finds that few Americans support allowing religious schools to become tax-funded, but majorities are in favor of allowing religious chaplains to provide support services for public school students. The AP-NORC poll shows the complexity of Americans' attitudes toward religious expression in schools, which varies depending on the kind of expression and sometimes crosses partisan lines. The findings also highlight tension points in the country's long-standing debate over the role of religion in public schools, which continues to drive legislation and legal action. The University of Pennsylvania has changed three female athletic records set by swimmer Leah Thomas, a man who's living as a woman. The school says it also would apologize to female athletes who say they were, quote, disadvantaged by Thomas's participation on the women's swimming team. The moves are part of a resolution of a federal civil rights case that found the school violated the rights of its female athletes. This is SRN News. A volunteer finds the holy grail of abolitionist-era Baptist documents in Massachusetts.
A volunteer searching the archives of the American Baptist in Massachusetts has found a nearly 180-year-old document shedding light on the church's support for ending slavery. The 5-foot-long scroll is a handwritten declaration signed by 116 New England ministers saying they disapprove and abhor the system of American slavery. The document was signed 2 years after the issue of slavery prompted Baptists in the South to break away and form the Southern Baptist Convention. Church officials consider the scroll one of the most important abolitionist-era Baptist documents. It was discovered in a storage room in Groton, Massachusetts. Ron Taylor reporting.
The Reno Aces, a minor league baseball team, had an actual rabbit throw out the ceremonial pitch yesterday. Got a little help from a pitching machine. His name, appropriate enough, was Alex the Great. This is SRN News.